most important play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Stabler now sends Branch left, Biletnikoff to the right. Back again, straight drop back, pumps once. He goes medium deep to Kasper. Kasper makes it over the shoulder catch. He's caught from behind at the 15-yard line.
I was a tight end from 1974 through six games in 1980 and then through the 84 season in Los Angeles.
It's an honor to now introduce him for induction to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Dave Kasper.
Most of the memories we have about the Raiders are winning and winning in Raiders style. Al Davis built a great organization that allowed me to be part of it. You're always going to do better when you're on a great team. And so what he built around and choosing me to be on that team made me a success.
The Ghost was inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2002. He was a Raider draft pick in 1974, actually played tackle at Notre Dame, but he ran that famous Ghost to the post in the great Christmas Eve game of 77, the 42-yarder over the shoulder to force overtime, and then he had the game winner in the second overtime. And a guy that was a teammate of yours for a while, Dave Kasper.
Yeah, he certainly was. A phenomenal player, a tight end, a big loping kind of guy. He still looked like a tackle when he was playing tight end, but he certainly had the best set of hands in the league. Undoubtedly, he found a way to get open, and he got down the field, as you mentioned, goes to the post. And such a big man to be able to do the things that he did. But he was fun to play with. Sometimes hard to find him open, but he always managed to catch the ball when you threw it to him.
Dave Kasper, one of the great Raiders of all time. All right, Jim, this Sunday, the Raiders are in Arrowhead, Kansas City, Missouri, for their annual trek to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Raiders are 2-4. The Chiefs are struggling. They are 1-5. They're coming in off their bye week. They were ravaged by injuries last year. Jamal Charles early in the year tore his anterior cruciate ligament. He's back this year, and he's the guy the Raiders have to worry about. They will feed him the ball often. He leads the NFL in rushing yards per game and scrimmage yards per game.
Yeah, he's a very difficult guy to bring down. He gets in the open field, and he makes you miss when he's back there. Raiders have got to find a way to slow down that running game and force Brady Quinn to be the guy that's going to help them win the football game. So it behooves the Raiders to slow the running game down, come after Brady Quinn, make him make the mistakes. He's been on the bench for a long time. Played last week against Tampa, was not very effective. That's what happens sometimes when you're on the bench for years. I would know. And it's you get a little rusty. So I think it's all about putting pressure on Brady Quinn.
And over on the other side, this is still a very talented defense. They have Eric right. Berry back, the great safety, and those two outside linebackers in the 3-4. Justin Houston has six quarterback sacks, and Tamba Ali has four sacks. So the Raiders need to protect Carson Palmer, which was somewhat of a problem last week against Jacksonville.
It certainly was, not only in Jacksonville's basic four-man rush. When they brought blitzes, the Raiders had difficulty in picking that up. So, yeah, they've got to protect Carson for a number of reasons. One of them is for him to be able to get the ball off. And number two, it's a long season. You can't continue to take the hits that he took against Jacksonville and expect to survive. Hopefully you will, but it's tough going out there when you get hit game after game.
All right, that's going to be my key to the game is blocking those two outside linebackers, trying to play with the lead in Arrowhead where it's so loud, obviously, but they got to be able to keep number three upright. What's your key to a Raider victory next week?
Well, mine is the defense, to put the pressure on Brady Quinn, make him win the game for the Kansas City Chiefs, and, I don't think he'll be able to do that.
Stop number 25 and make Brady Quinn, who the last game made his first start since 2009, beat you. Obviously, it's a huge game for the Raiders after this game. They're back home to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jim. If they win this game, they could really distance themselves from the Chiefs and make it a three-team race in the AFC West.
Yeah, you're right, Papa. They're only trailing by one game. Both San Diego and Denver get a win here. It'll put them right back in the hunt and, as you mentioned, leave Kansas City in the dust.
Let's keep the winning streak going. The Raiders have not lost in Kansas City since 2006. They've won their five consecutive years. After this game, the Raiders come back home to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Make sure to get your Raider tickets and join us next Sunday for the first game in November. 1-800-RAIDERS and Raiders.com, and we'll see you at the O.co Coliseum next week. Many thanks to Lamar Houston, the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, for his visit with Jeanette and Jim Plunkett's weekly chat with Raider head coach Dennis Allen. I think you are set. Enjoy it. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. The Raiders at Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silverman Black Productions.